just got two scriptures that I'd like to read from the Bible. They're both quite short, and the first one is in the Psalms. Psalm number 16, and just the last verse of the psalm. This is what it says. Thou wilt make known to me the path of life. Thy countenance is fullness of joy. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. And then my second scripture is in the New Testament, in the little book of James, which is towards the back of the Bible. If your Bible's like mine, it's page 1467. Doesn't matter if you haven't got a Bible, because it's quite short. But here it is. James chapter 4 and verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. It's a lovely hymn, isn't it, that we've just sung together? Here for a season, and then above. What a prospect. From this sad world and all its sorrows and all its pain, translated into a scene where none of these things exist anymore. And that's the place that our brother Burns is now. He often spoke to quite a few of us just before, just towards the end. And although his voice was very weak, yet there was no doubt about where he wanted to be. He had a hope before him that nothing could extinguish. He had a joy that he knew was going to be his eternal portion. And he loved the Lord. He knew what it was to answer to that hymn that we sang at the beginning, here for a season, then above. He trusted in the precious blood of Jesus, just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. Friend, I recognize as I look around today that there are many here whose lives have been touched by God. Many who have known him all their lives, as I have. Many who have appreciated him as a man well known, well respected, well loved. And you know, that's all wonderful, and we have wonderful memories. But the wonder of it all is that he's loved in heaven. With a living love of a living man who lives today in the glory. And the love of the Saviour that he knew years and years ago, probably before I knew the Saviour myself, is the one with whom now he dwells and will dwell eternity. Oh, what it is, you know, as Bernard spoke to me just a few weeks before he was taken. And by getting up close to him, I could hear what he said. And he said, all I want is to go home. He's in his home now. Jesus, when he was here, he promised. He said, I'll go to prepare a place for you. And that included Bernard and that included me. I don't know how many in this hall it includes. But I know that if Bernard has touched your life, as no doubt he has, and I suspect that probably a very high percentage of those that are here today are persons whose lives Bernard has touched. Friend, what did he bring you? I know that for many of you here, he helped you. He knew when you were down. He knew when you needed companionship and support. He knew. And where had he learnt it? Friend, he learnt it from the Saviour who came near to him when he was down, when he needed the forgiveness of his sins, when he needed to be redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Friend, that is open to everyone that's here today. That's the message of Bernard that I would like to leave with you. No, not just the message of Bernard. The message that comes from the glory tonight, from the man who's ascended at God's right hand, who's been into death and broken its power and come forth triumphant. That's the man tonight who would appeal to your heart just where you are. Bernard touched your heart many a time, maybe, as he touched mine. But what he brought to you was what he'd learnt from a Saviour who'd forgiven his sins, washed them all away in his precious blood. And now, at a time when our hearts feel sorrowful, we can turn to a psalm like Psalm 16 and find comfort for our hearts. Thou wilt make known to me the path of life. There's only one path. Others will tell you there's lots of different paths, but there's only one that leads to life. There's only one way, and that is through Christ. By Christ the door, now enter in. God has provided a way of salvation. You can't achieve it in your own strength. But Bernard would have told you, as I would tell you now, that you need to answer to the language of that hymn. Will you be able to say, O Lamb of God, I come? I say this simply to you, because, you know, Bernard has answered to that call now. He won't have to answer it again, because he's in the presence of the one he loves. But he has said, as it were, O Lamb of God, I come, and has been translated into the presence of the one he loves. He found the path of life. And the path of life is open to you, as it's open to me, and open to everybody in this world, to come to know this wonderful Saviour, and to know what it is to have peace with God. And then you can share in what Bernard is sharing just at this very moment. Thy countenance is fullness of joy. Oh, the joy of a completed work at Calvary. The triumph of divine love. That a way of salvation has been opened up for whosoever will. And the joy of the welcome of a God who says, come now. He's prepared, my friend, to receive you into his heart with a welcome that comes from his heart, that you might enter into the joy that is far greater and far higher than the sorrows that this world can offer and even its joys, to be with the one who is there at the center of everything that's for the pleasure of God. That countenance, you know, that is fullness of joy. It's a face that was marred more than any man's. And it was marred because he loved you. And he loved me when he suffered on the cross. But that precious work can wash every sin away if you'll only come to him. And I know that's the message that Bernard would want me to give you. But then just one final word. At thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. His right hand, the hand of power, the one who was able to do it. Friend, you say, I'm not good enough. You don't know my history. God does though, and he's still extending his love and offer of salvation to you. You can come now into the enjoyment of the wonders of these pleasures forevermore. Oh, to think of our dear brother in the enjoyment of these things, gazing upon the face of the one whose countenance is fullness of joy, in the presence of the one at whose right hand are pleasures forevermore. friend, these things can be yours. Don't put them off. Use this opportunity of the man whom you loved and respected and the message that he gave you. Let it freshly touch your heart and bring you to know this wonderful Saviour. I know of no message that Bernard would rather I gave, but I feel it laid upon my heart. There's only one way that you can come into these things, that you can draw near to God through the precious work of Jesus. And you'll find that God will draw near to you. Just one very last word. There are those that are mourning today. Those that need comfort. I would just leave these words with you. Draw near to God. And he will draw near to you. May God bless us and encourage us for his name's sake. Amen.